by. Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Enterprise Content Management on System Z, Extending the Value of System Z. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn how IBM ECM software on System Z can improve workforce effectiveness with a lower total cost of ownership than possible with distributed solutions. The speaker for today's teleconference is Mike Zimmer, Worldwide Program Manager, ECM on System Z, IBM Software Group. And at this time, I'd like to hand it over to our speaker, Mike Zimmer.
Thank you. Let's start with slide 3, the agenda. I'll cover three main topics during today's session. First, what is ECM, Enterprise Content Management? The second are solution offerings for the System Z platform. And lastly, extending your System Z infrastructure to reduce complexity and lower TCO. Moving to slide 4, IBM's information on demand solutions unlock the business value of information. In order to optimize your enterprise performance, the value of the information you need must be unlocked throughout the enterprise and across your value net. You must be able to trust it and rely upon it to make good decisions. Technical elements such as your data servers, enterprise content management systems, information platforms, and business intelligent applications all need to work cohesively to ensure your business decisions are made with complete, accurate information when you need it. Today we'll discuss the role of the enterprise content management in helping you unlock the value of business information. Moving to slide 5, what is enterprise content management? According to AIM, the Association for Information and Image Management, enterprise content management is the technologies used to capture, manage, store, preserve, and deliver content and documents related to organizational processes. ECM tools and strategies allow the management of an organization's unstructured information wherever that information exists. Your information exists for a purpose. You need to be able to access the right information at the right time to achieve your business goals, such as improving customer service and increasing competitive advantage, while at the same time managing your information in a responsible, cost-effective manner to ensure you minimize risk while being able to demonstrate compliance with corporate or regulatory policies. Moving to slide 6, no matter what you do in your enterprise, content is at the center of your business. It's the information upon which you make decisions. It's the information that you share with your people, partners, suppliers, customers, and end users. All of this content needs to be managed effectively and efficiently so it is quickly available to anyone who needs it. ECM does exactly that. It harnesses the power of your information to solve business problems and service all of your constituents. Whether you are creating processes to use your information or managing the continuity of information over the lifetime of its business value, ECM can help you automate key business processes for operational efficiency and create competitive advantage. Leveraging your enterprise content effectively will provide opportunities for more innovation and extend the value of your information to maximize return on an investment. Moving to slide 7, let's take a quick look at IBM's ECM strategy and architecture. On slide 8, let's take a look at IBM's overall business strategy. IBM is now the clear market leader for content, process, compliance, and search. We've seen significant gains in market share in 2007 following the FileNet acquisition. IBM remains committed to our customers and their investments on existing products and solutions. Our intent is to progressively align the existing IBM and FileNet heritage product families in a non-disruptive manner while preserving all current customer investments. Moving to slide 9, this pictorially represents the IBM ECM architecture. At the top, you see clients, in the middle, services, and on the bottom, repositories. We provide several different client options for our solutions, both portal and web application clients, as well as integration with line of business and ISV solutions and desktop plugin clients. In the middle, you'll see various services, content services that are part of the solutions. There's capture services, classification, the taxonomy, records management, document management, image management, and so forth. Below that, there's federation and integration services, which are really key in tying together both new and existing content you may have in existing content management repositories. On the bottom, you'll see the repositories, the IBM Content Manager products, IBM Domino family of products, IBM FileNet, Microsoft SharePoint, and other content management systems. A key part of IBM's technology leadership in the ECM space is our federation and integration technology in allowing your organization to be able to access and act upon content stored both in IBM and FileNet repositories, as well as in other companies' ECM repositories. Moving to slide 10, let's take a look at the solution offerings for the System Z. What is ECM on System Z? On slide 11. IBM's ECM on System Z solutions provide world-class enterprise content management capabilities for the most trusted, scalable, and secure server platform in the world, the IBM System Z. We have three main offerings, really repository offerings from the previous slide. The IBM Content Manager product, which is a full-function content management solution providing document imaging and document management capabilities. The IBM Content Manager on-demand solution, providing report management and electronic statement bill presentment solutions. And IBM Image Plus, which is a high-volume document imaging solution. Moving to slide 12, let's take a look at the System Z positioning. System Z continues to provide the industry's premier platform for high reliability, performance, and scale. This platform is growing in importance for ECM, given the market trend towards large ECM shared services deployments. Content Manager On Demand, and Image Plus are utilized on System Z by many of IBM's largest customers as their mission-critical ECM platform. IBM intends to continue to support and enhance Content Manager and Content Manager On Demand on ZOS, and has delivered both products running on Linux for System Z as well. IBM also plans to continue to support and maintain Image Plus, so Image Plus customers can feel assured that IBM will continue to support that product for many years to come. Moving to slide 13, let's take a look at a pictorial view of the solution overview. As mentioned earlier, we provide several different client options for connecting to the solutions. On ZOS, Image Plus, Content Manager, and CM On Demand provide imaging, content management, and report management functions respectively, and both Content Manager and CM On Demand also now run on Linux for System Z. Okay, moving to slide 14, this shows the applications that run on top of the content management products running on ZOS. So we provide document imaging, report management, electronic bill and statement presentment applications, records and document management, email archive, enterprise search, and business process management solutions. These are done both with the products running on ZOS or on Linux for System Z, and in some cases involve connections with distributed servers. On those distributed servers, there's applications like IBM's Records Manager, IBM Document Manager, Common Store for email and or SAP Archive, OmniFind and FileNet BPM that can be connected with the core products running on the System Z platform. Also note that WebSphere Process Server can be connected with the Content Manager products, and WebSphere Process Server can run both on the mainframe on System Z or in a distributed fashion as well. Moving to slide 15, let's take a closer look at the Content Manager product. On slide 16, Content Manager delivers repository services and infrastructure support for applications like production imaging, case management, records management, document management, email management, digital media, and web content management. Content Manager really can manage any kind of content. It manages a vast array of content types. It offers an XML-ready data model, Java, XML, and web services programming interfaces, and offers an integrated hierarchical storage manager. This hierarchical storage manager is a key component of the solution. What this allows you to do is connect any number of storage devices, of storage types, whether they be disk, tape, or other types of storage, and set up a hierarchy so that information is stored and moved between the storage devices as time and cost dictate. Content Manager also offers an integrated document routing capability and can also be integrated with BPM solutions like WebSphere Process Server and FileNet BPM. Content Manager delivers scalability and extreme high availability. Moving to slide 17, this shows a screenshot of what the interface to the Content Manager solution looks like. You'll see it's a very contemporary application showing pictorially how documents can be searched for and how the results are brought up and how documents can be selected for viewing. Just to give you an idea of what the user interface looks like, moving to slide 18, for detailed information on the Content Manager products, you can visit the websites that are shown here to view the Linux for System Z information or the ZOS versions, access the appropriate websites. Moving to slide 19, let's take a quick overview of the CM On Demand product. On slide 20, CM On Demand delivers repository services and infrastructure platform for applications like report management, statement or bill presentment, and item archive. Think of this as being a way to store the information that your organization creates. So report information, invoices that are sent to customers, statements that are sent to customers can be stored. They can be stored in high fidelity so that you'll see with graphics and logos and overlays the same versions of the documents that a customer would see that you've printed and sent to customers so that customers can access their documents directly from your system. So report data, whether it be IBM Advanced Function Printing documents, Xerox Metacode, and or line data can be stored along with images of documents and index data to auto-index, compress, and store the documents for user retrieval. So this will happen as a background process. Documents would be from a nightly billing run or a nightly invoice run could be stored directly into the system so that they're available for access by customers internally and externally automatically. On Demand also offers an integrated hierarchical storage manager providing the same capabilities as the Content Manager's hierarchical storage manager and also delivers scalability and extreme high availability. Slide 21 provides links to the IBM websites with detailed information on the CM On Demand products. And moving to slide 22, let's take a look at extending your System Z infrastructure to reduce complexity and lower your total cost of ownership. IT organizations today are challenged by a wide set of operational issues. While some of these were the same as a few years ago, new ones like compliance and security issues, as well as increased emphasis on environmental issues, have been added. The key thing here is the combined impact and the trajectory upon which they are rising. Consider that data volumes and bandwidth consumed are doubling every 18 months. Devices accessing data over networks are doubling every 2.5 years. Costs to power and cool systems have risen anywhere from double to eightfold, depending upon the survey you read. And the cost to manage all this is rising fourfold in the last 5 years and projected to continue to grow at least 10% a year. Moving to slide 24, let's take a look at the real cost of operating servers. Over the past 10 years, the cost of labor has tripled, the cost of software has doubled, and the cost of hardware is one-third of what it was 10 years ago. So while server capacity continues to grow to handle additional business operational demand, this chart from IDC shows that the cost of the hardware is nearly flat, while the largest growth is in operations costs and in server management and administration, people costs. Let's take a closer look at the cost dynamics on the next slide, slide 25. Let's take a closer look at the cost dynamics of adding capacity by adding distributed servers. Adding capacity by adding more distributed servers leads to additional cost and complexity. Typically, for each production server installed, multiple additional servers for development, test, failover, and backup are required, each with their own hardware and server costs. Additional network capacity is required to tie all these servers in. The continued addition of physical servers leads to additional energy usage and cooling capacity in the data center. As everyone knows, energy costs are skyrocketing and needlessly use scarce environmental resources. It also contributes to building silos of information and to problems with data synchronization. Another drawback of the strategy is the linear staffing costs. Some customers estimate that every 20 new servers requires another person to manage. Remember how we talked about people costs being the biggest component and the fastest rising component of server costs? And lastly, the complexity of this approach and the inherent characteristics of the platform lead to frequent outages. These costs are often not considered when organizations calculate the TCO of new workloads. IBM's Systems E platform provides a solution to all these problems. Dramatic price reductions in mainframe hardware and software, vastly improved environmentals like energy efficiency and space conservation, along with the ability to add workload without increasing staff, has led to a dramatic resurgence of the mainframe. Moving to slide 26, mainframe cost per unit of work decreases as workload increases. As you see, in a distributed deployment model, the cost per unit of work stays relatively flat as the workload increases. While with mainframe systems, adding additional workload will reduce the cost per unit of work. This has been accelerated by the introduction of the IBM Systems Z10. On slide 27, it's just an overview of the new IBM Systems Z10 processors that provide increased capacity and price performance metrics. Specialty processors help to reduce the cost of adding new workload. The IFLs for Linux, the ZAPs for Java, and ZIPs for DB2 help to control the costs of solutions, allowing growth to not affect overall software costs. Lastly, the System Z10 helps to significantly reduce power consumption, especially versus a distributed server rollout plan. Moving to slide 28, what's this have to do with ECM? Mainframes make fabulous ECM servers because mainframes excel at high availability, IO-intensive applications serving medium to large user populations. The reliability, availability, and scalability of the System Z makes it an ideal server for medium to large organizations to standardize on for ECM. And mainframe extension delivers new business capability faster. It also provides the lowest total cost of ownership for many organizations by building on the existing investments in IT, data center, and people skills. And lastly, IBM is the only company that offers a full range of ECM capabilities on the System Z platform. Moving to slide 29, moving to the last slide, thank you for joining the presentation, and now I'll hand it back to the operator.
Thank you, Mike. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. And please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question is, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. And if it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. Question 2, what was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And we'll be back in just a moment. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1, and if no, press star 2. We'll be back in just a moment to take your questions. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. And once again, that is star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for just a moment. And no one is queued up at this time, but I'd like to give everyone another opportunity. If you do have a question, press star 1, and again, we'll pause for just one moment. It appears we have no questions today, so I'd like to turn the call back to Mike Zimmer for any additional or closing remarks.
Thanks for everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Zimmer. We had someone just pop in the queue, if you'd like to take that. It's Sudhir Menon with TCS. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mike. Just one question on the ECM strategy for IBM. Would it be possible for you to give more details on that in this call?
Actually, that'd probably be better handled in a separate call.
Okay.
If you'd like to contact me, my email address is there, and we can work with you directly.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
And now there are no other questions, so I'll turn it back to you. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a question from Colin Mower. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi there. My question is regarding migration from Content Manager version 7, which we're currently on at the moment, and quite wanted to go to on Linux System Z. Just wondering whether there's a migration path, please, from version 7 to 8.4 on Linux, please.
So you're on version 7 now on Linux?
No, just on ZOS.
Oh, on ZOS, so you're interested in whether you can migrate to CM8 on Z-Linux.
Yes, please, yeah.
Absolutely, we can certainly work with you. If you want to contact me directly, we'll work with you on how to go about doing that, but absolutely you can do that.
Oh, good, okay, thanks very much.
Yep.
And if there are any additional questions, press star 1 and we'll pause for just another moment. Mr. Zimmer, I'll turn the conference back over to you.
I just wanted to briefly say thanks, everybody, for joining the call. And if anybody has any additional questions or would like additional information, please feel free to contact me. My email address is on the presentation slides. Thank you.
And thank you very much. That does conclude our conference for today.